Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Welcome back to Giggly Squad. We're recording early because we were just so fucking excited to be back.
This is the only thing that we act like we woke up at 7 a.m. It's 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
I woke up with a question for you that's pretty important.
Wow. Hit me with that.
What the fuck is up with the Zara website? Why does no one talk about this?
Dude, the Zara website is... I get it. Like, they want to be artsy. They want to be creative. I can only shop on the app. Oh, Hannah, do you know that Zara started a dog collection?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you might need it for... like.
What about cats?
Cats, I feel like, are finicky and they don't want to wear like sweaters, where dogs are so dumb that they're just like, this is nice. Now that you rescue dogs, I felt like, oh my God.
Thank you.
Get him a raincoat.
I know. I might as well keep him styling while I'm saving him. But I watch this funny dog versus cat video, which is so overdone. But this guy, Trey Kennedy, is really funny. And he was like, dog people. And he's like, look, I'm going to pretend like I'm dead. Watch what the dog does. And he like falls down and the dog like goes over and sniffs him. And he's like, see, he could tell. He could tell that I was hurt. And then the cat people are like, she'll claw your eyes out. So just don't look at her. Don't make eye contact.
I do love those videos. I have something that I realized.
Okay, Kylie Jenner.
Because, you know, it's the year of realizing.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night I was at one of my girlfriend's apartments and we were just like eating. We were binge eating, honestly. We ordered Chinese food, Taco Bell, and Insomnia cookies. My lips are so swollen today, but like we also love that for me.
Who needs filler when you could just burn the shit out of it with Taco Bell?
Literally eat a bunch of salt. And, like, you'll be fine. Oh, fun fact. Like, before proms, I used to not eat salt for 48 hours. So you're, like, your water weight. Something happens to your water weight. Anyway, that's not why I'm here.
People say eat asparagus.
I'm here. Wait, I have a trivia. Do you know how long it takes for an asparagus to grow?
Why do you know that? Okay,
how long? It was a dinner party trivia. 4 years.
And it just makes your pee smell funny.
Yeah, some people it doesn't. Okay, but anyway, back to my story. So I'm at my friend's apartment and I'm like going through my DMs and I was like, you know what's so horrible is like I have like legitimate friends that like I just don't open their DMs because I'm like, it's just a lot. You know, like there's a lot of DMs. And I go, sometimes I open them, read them, and then click like unread. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know that it's only unread for you. The person can see that you open the DM, but you're clicking unread, so it goes back to the top of your inbox and it looks like it's not open.
What?
I know.
Did you check that against like the Giggly Squad account or something?
I didn't check it. I mean, we could do it literally right now. I'm going to DM you.
Okay, DM me. Oh my God, this is stressing me out.
Dude, I started freaking out. I was like, do you know how many people I've like read the DM and been like, no.
Okay, so I just read it, but now I'm pressing refresh. I just pressed unread.
Okay. Scene. I can see. I know.
Then what is the point of what? Okay, Instagram?
It's only unread personally for you, and it has like the little blue button, like, oh my God, I didn't open this.
Now I know why so
like,
many people are mad at me that I didn't know why.
Yeah. So what? I just want to let everyone know that because it was traumatizing when I found this out.
That's important.
It's also important.
Why can't you search people who watch your Insta story? Like, why do you even have names if you can't search it? Also, further fucking more, why can't you search a topic in your DMs? You know, it's that like you ever have, you know,
like in text message.
Yes.
You know, when you can like search an address and it comes up in your text. Yeah.
Someone would be like, oh, what was that lipstick you wore? And I like forgot what it was called, but I know I sent it to someone else and I could like type in lipstick and no, it doesn't fucking work. Also, why do people's names not come up? It's like the thing they put in the beginning of their bio.
You know, when people change like the background of the DM?
Yeah.
Like they're changing the font. They're changing it. Like, stop. Stop.
Also, what's the whole, like, invisible mode on DMs? Like, what is that?
Instagram needs to get it together.
Also, they switch. We didn't talk about this enough, but, like, they put, like, the shopping tab right where the main just, like, notification tab used to be. So I've been stuck in, like, Meredith Marks jewelry for, like, weeks now.
7 years. Oh, and they also changed on my home screen, like, my saved tab is right there, which I do love because I'm always in my saved tabs,
which is important. Speaking of, we went live last week.
I know. Oh my God, that was so fun.
The Gigglers donated over $2,000 to Black Girls Code, which is an amazing organization. And it's funny because I feel like in the beginning we were like a little in shock that we were doing it, and then we started vibing. And then when you were joking about how if you look in someone's saved and you see the quotes, you know exactly where the mental health is. Like if they're getting over a breakup, if they're like fighting with someone, if they're feeling insecure.
Let's see what my most recent one was. This is where my mental health is at this week. You need to love yourself. Love yourself so much to the point that your energy and aura rejects anyone who doesn't know your worth. Bruh. And that's on being ghosted.
Mine is me talking about men in general, and it's like the puke emoji 100 times. Then it goes me talking about my man, and it's like the heart emoji.
I love love. Geez. It's fine.
Oh, I also have another one. You can be a kind person with a good heart and still tell people to fuck off when needed.
I love that.
I love that for us.
I feel like that's great. So anyway, so yeah, the Instagram thing was a real turning point in my life. So I'm sorry for anyone who knows that I've read your DMs and I haven't opened them or I haven't responded. But
well, people have to understand that like all those messages give different energy to you. And as an empathic person, which I joke, like I don't even know what that means, but everyone thinks they're empathic. We're sensitive. We are sensitive people, even though we come off highly insensitive. We both have sensitive triggers, and I think
we just have dark humor. We're sensitive people. We just have dark humor.
1,000% to cope with our sensitivity. But yeah. I do think like because one message like fucks up your day, and sometimes you know, especially with your friends, if you message them back, they're gonna message you back, which gives you more anxiety. And
yeah,
like,
sometimes I'm like, I know what she's going to respond, and I just can't get into that convo right now because I have so much shit to do, and I'll sit here for 2 hours, and we'll rip the other girl that we're talking about apart, but I don't have the time right now.
No.
So like, no, wait till it's 11 p.m. and I'm in bed and I'm like, let's destroy the girl you want to gossip about. Like, what's going on? Tell me.
You have to be in the right mindset for that kind of shit. Paige, also, you have some like life events happening.
You know how they say like the most stressful thing in the world is like planning a wedding, having a baby, or moving? Obviously, I'm not doing the first two because like she's a child bride, but I am moving. And it is a little bit stressful. But then I realized you could literally pay people to do anything you want, which is the craziest part. So I am moving. It's so exciting because I feel like I'm like an adult and like a big girl now. And one of my best friends from home is an interior designer. And she was just like, please let me have fun with the space.
Yeah.
And one room is completely dedicated to my life's work, which is outfit deets.
I love your work.
Thank you.
Paige Sobra, I love your work.
So I have like a closet room that we're going to be like, but I'm going to try and do everything pretty much on a budget. So like I already know how I'm setting up my closet with like the racks I'm going to get from Amazon. So I'm going to do like a full thing.
I can't wait. You have to put it all on Amazon. Yeah, you have to like do little tours. I'm very, yeah, very excited for you because you've worked really hard to be able to like get this apartment, and it's part of self-love to create a space of your home that you love and you enjoy. My question is,
our vibe is like contemporary, chic, white, a little bit girly.
How long have you been in your current apartment?
Oh my God, I've lived here for 5 years.
Yeah, so this is like you're growing up.
Here's the thing, people, too. I live in it's like 800 square feet. I
feel like it's okay, way less. Another thing. It's way less than 800 square
feet. Yeah, I was just going to say, when people say like square footage of things, does anyone ever actually know what they're talking about? I literally just made that up. I just made that up and I said it as fact.
You did. And I was just like, that's not the case.
Not true.
That's like 800 feet is like a two bedroom, like two bath.
Well, cool. This is like four for sure. But I don't know. Who knows?
It's like when someone asks what the girth of something is and you're just like, excuse you?
Do you mean the circumference? Do you think people are we talking are about out penises? Here asking girth? Yeah, what are you talking about? Hey, let me know the girth of that vase.
There was a Brian Regan joke where he was talking about how impossible it is to go to the mail office place, the mail place.
Yeah.
And how they're like, what's the length, the width, what's the girth? And he's like, the girth? I don't know what the girth is. Yeah, fuck the post office.
Like, what am I, a mathematician?
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk bad about the post office. There's like a lot of good things you guys do. However, you just assume people know how your shit works. And some millennials are dumb. You have to at least put a little sign out that gives like a step by step. Because I ruin everyone's day when I walk in there.
Yeah. You know me, my love? It's like, UPS, your package is with Ronald and it'll arrive at 2:45. FedEx, we're not quite sure, but we definitely know that it's on the way and it will be to you in 2 days. Like, post office. We have no fucking idea. So, like, move on.
I could literally be doing the most straightforward thing, like picking something up, and they look at me like I'm annoying the fuck out of them. Yeah. And they hate me, and I just don't like the energy. And I'm like, this is why millennials are stuck on their computer. Let's do some quick advice before we get into some crazy front page news. I really like the advice questions the Gigglers have been sending. Paige, after a first date, should you text thank you or wait for them to reach out to you?
Oh my God. Do you know, I have this conversation with so many people. Here's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I love to do the like no text the next day and wait for him. And if he's smart, he's not going to text you all day until the end of the day and be like, hey, I had a great time with you last night. If you really like him and you want him to know that you really like him, I think it's appropriate that like the next day, midday, hey, just wanted to say thank you so much for dinner. Had such a great time. I think that's okay.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Interesting. Can you
extrapolate? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you just say roll extrapolate the to me?
Roll the footage.
Roll the footage. Roll the footage. Did you just say extrapolate to me at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning?
It's my only
after
big word
you know that I had after you know I had Taco Bell last night. Why would you do that to me?
Okay, so what I say is if you liked him and the date was good, you immediately text him a very formal, like, flippant.
What are these words, Hannah? Are you reading the dictionary on your spare time? Flippant?
I have been doing crossword puzzles, and I'm very bad at them. So
wait, are you saying immediately, like, that night? Like, you go home after the date, you can text that night?
I'm saying, like, not even waiting to the point that, like, you're still in that good vibe mode, and he's hasn't, like, reflected on it if he doesn't like you yet. So okay. Right after the date, if it's good, sometimes he'll text you right after, but I would be like,
yeah, that's
so,
when you know.
I would immediately just be like, so much fun, thank you. Because then it's like, the ball's definitely in his court. Because you have to understand, men are insecure dweebs. So
yeah, they are.
End a date with them and then they don't hear from you the next day. They're like, in their head, they might think like, oh, she didn't like me. But if you immediately text and just say, so much fun, thank you, he's not going to be like, oh my God, she's obsessed with me. It's like, no, that's a formal.
No, I love that.
So I do that. But also, when the date is so fucking good, you guys are texting right after.
Yeah.
And if he's not, he's like annoying.
Yeah. I love when you get in the Uber and like they send a text like, wow. And you're just like, no, I know. Like, it was so great. I love that.
Or like they already start texting you inside jokes from the date. Like, that just means you're flowing. Like, the more you have to think, like, wait, does he like me? Then,
yeah,
it's not a thing. Like, it's fine.
You know it's the worst?
What?
The next day, like, after the date, and you just, like, you know you don't like him, and he texts you, like, oh, my God, so much fun. Let's do this again. You're just like, I have the ick, sir.
I ghost. And people are like, oh, ghosting's so mean. And I've had guys send me, like, really long texts about how upset they are that I ghosted them. And I'm like, bruh, if we've been on one date, I don't owe you shit. If we've been on one date and I don't respond, that's a very clear message. It's not like, what happened to us? If it's one date, you get ghosted if I don't like you.
Here's the thing I'm going to say about ghosting. And I feel pretty strongly about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that mad when guys ghost me because I know it's just like the universe revolving, because there's times where I'm like, I'm ghosting this woman. Like, I'm just doing it.
It's a form of millennial communication. We have anxiety. We don't want to confront things.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to break up with every dude I go on a date with who I don't like. I can't break up with every dude.
No. Like, if we've hung out a few times and I don't want to speak to you anymore, I do not owe you anything.
Yeah.
And I'm just not responding. Like, get the fucking picture. But here's the thing. I was recently ghosted by a male suitor, which we're mind blown about. But there was part of me that was like, good for you, bro. Because I sent the next text like, hey, remember me?
You literally said sup at 1 a.m.
I was like, are you up? Like, I know you found out that I was dating everyone else, but like, what's up? You know, and like, I was a little bit mad. Here's why I was mad. I was just like, I want to know why you ghosted me. I'm not mad that you ghosted.
But like, deep down, you know why he ghosted you.
Yeah, no, I'm the worst. Like, I got it.
You're like, part of me but is proud of him for being like an independent man and like finding his own voice.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Yeah, I love how much confidence you have, and you're actually turning me on right now that you're not fucking responding. But then, okay, so I get ghosted, and then like later in the week, I was hanging out with someone and I was like, I'm ghosting this guy. You know, like, fuck it. So I was like, this is just the world revolving. You sometimes get ghosted or sometimes you ghost.
People get so mad, like, don't ghost, like, get, like, explain it, whatever. It's like, what has to be explained? You want them to explain why they don't like you? The point is, they don't like you.
But right, you know, there's so many memes that are like, I appreciate this so much. Like, hey, I think you're great. I just, like, I don't see it going anywhere. And, like, yeah, I get that that's the mature thing. But also, fuck you. You know, like, oh, you don't see it going anywhere with me?
If I got that text, I'd be like, I'd have 100 more questions. I'd be like, why? Because you know what? I didn't even fucking like you, bitch.
Yeah.
Why? Could you chew so fucking loudly? I was going to look past that because I like the curvature of your dick.
Yeah.
But you know what the worst is when you're like not questioning and a guy is talking to you all the time and obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And then does shady shit.
Yeah. Okay, that's different.
So like when people are like, Hannah, you're crazy. Like so-and-so's not into you at all. I'm like, oh, because I literally almost had to block them.
No, I got it.
Okay. How do I find and attract a non-asshole?
I'm sorry for writing in this question.
Oh, God. That was my dolphin laugh.
Yeah, that was actually really good, though.
That was really fun. Okay. That was really good, Paige. I'm proud of you.
I feel like Hannah and I feel the same way about, like, you get the energy that you put out.
You're calling yourself an asshole.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to this girl. I did not mean to call her an asshole. But, like, but I feel like you get these asshole guys when deep down you know you don't want a relationship.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
You fucking nailed it. When I attract the terrible men, it's because, like, deep down, yeah, I'm not ready to be vulnerable and I've been hurt, so I'm like, let's pick someone who I know is gonna hurt me and I know, yeah, I could hurt them, and we're just gonna see what toxic shit happens. But, like, the assholes are fun because they're, like, outgoing and they'll play mind games, but it's also, like, a part of self-love.
It's because,
like,
it's exciting.
It's exciting, but a part of self-love is, like, being with someone who doesn't make you feel like you're in eggshells all the time. And that you're, like, mm-hmm, worried about it, which is weird because I wasn't like that in my past relationship. I was actually, like, so bored.
It's the drama for us. Like, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but I am sometimes so toxic. Like, I love the drama of, like, do you like me? Are you going to text me? Like, do I like you? Do, like, are you showing too much attention to me? Now I have the ick. Or, like, now am I obsessed with you? Like, are you not responding fast enough? Like, I love when guys are like, I don't like you.
Yeah, you definitely need to talk to someone about that. Because I hate the drama. I hate... When I was younger, I did. I liked the drama a little bit because you're, like, figuring out what dating is. And you're like, ooh, this is what dating is. It's, like, drama. It's, like, TV shows. And then you're like, I literally just want someone who always wants to be with me.
But here's the thing. Here's why I love the drama. Because I don't want something serious. If the most amazing guy came up to me, like, I'm talking to, like, some pretty great guys right now. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of them, I feel like if they were like, do you want a date? I'd be like, you're amazing. No.
I love that you're using this podcast to break up with 10 guys right now.
Guys, let's all gather.
You don't respond.
I can send one collective text.
You ghost them and they're like, what the fuck? And you're like, go to 17 minutes in on Giggly Squad and just deal with that because I can't. Re-explain it again. It's so annoying.
But, like, I like to have the guy in the background that, like, I've been obsessed with for years, mm-hmm, who's like, no. You know, like, I love the
drama. I know the answer to this question. I remember why I picked, mm-hmm, it. Do you know the feeling you get when you first meet a guy? Like, those first 5 minutes. Trust, yeah, that intuition.
Damn.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. When I met Luke, the first 5 minutes... It was, like, clear, and I, like, was not into it. But I loved that he was into me.
Yeah.
And, like, then it got lost.
You can also tell when someone's into you, and it's an immediate, like, serotonin boost. You're like,
love it.
You're like, damn, I feel so hot right now because I know for a fact,
yep,
that you love me. In this first, like, 5 minutes. Yeah, I love
that. But it's like, you know, the first 5 minutes when you meet a guy and you're just not that into it. But then you can let yourself get it, mm-hmm, obsessed with the idea of them liking you. And then those, mm-hmm, are the ones that fuck you up the most because you're like, I didn't even fucking like you.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a great guy story. So I met this guy one time. And the first thing that he did was yell at me. And I would, like, introduce myself. I was like, hi, I'm Paige, like, whatever. And he was like, Paige, I've met you so many times. Like, try and pretend like you don't know who I am one more time. And I was just like,
oh, yeah, I love
that.
Oh, my
God, I don't remember you, but I love that you're yelling
at
me.
And now I will remember.
Yeah. And so, like, in the beginning, I, like, wasn't really that into it. But then I was like, wait. You, like, yelled at me. You're kind of making me laugh. I think you're obsessed with me. And now I'm obsessed with you. So, like, there's a little thing.
But that's cute, Paige. Like, that's a guy who is, like, has a sense of humor. And he also is, like, not letting you do your bullshit. Like, I love when guys don't let me do my bullshit and call me out. Because I, yeah, feel like they're really paying attention to me.
Because, of course, sometimes I try and act, like, super cool. I'm like, I don't know you. Like, I would never do that to a girl, but, like, to a guy, I'd be like, I don't know who the fuck
you should do it all the time. You should literally be like, oh my God, Steve, I've straight up at a bar once called a guy a different name the whole time because he was getting annoyed and it was so funny. Like, have fun with flirting with these assholes. Have fun with it. But it's true. The first, like, 2-3 minutes, you know, when you see someone and you're like, like, yeah, remember that feeling? Because like, you know they're bad news.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, that's my whole thing of, like, do I like him or does he just wear his hat backwards? I can make myself like anyone if I feel like they like me. I told you when I was dating the mascot in college, I mean, he was like, he was a manager at, like, the bar that all the athletes go to. And I was underage and I'd have to, like, go in with the hockey players through the kitchen. So, like, hooking up with the manager at this bar was, like, amazing. But I didn't even think, it was like, he was so funny and I had just gone out of dating, like, a football guy. And I was like, wait, like, a mascot is, like, funny and relatable and they're, like, not full of egos. They're not, like, on TV. Well, he is, I guess they are on TV on every Sunday, but in their little outfit, you know, it's not like their face and girls aren't, like, DMing them after.
Right.
And I literally, like, I thought he loved me so much. I was, like, hooking up with other guys too. And then I decided, like, oh, I want to make him my boyfriend. Got super hammered and told him at the KK, I said, let's be together, but, like, we don't have to be Facebook official.
And what'd he say?
He goffed in my face. What's a goff?
He what?
He just went, like, he scoffed.
Scoffed.
He was like, but then I guess I was pretty drunk, but then, like, I don't deal, like, if I could tell, the second I could tell a guy doesn't like me, like, I'm outsies. I'm outs. So
see, that's where we're different.
I didn't like that response. So then I ignored him for the next 3 months, but obsessed about him those 3 months.
No, you have to obsess about that.
Like, I literally was like, every time I went out, I was like, I hope I see him. But, like, if he texted me, I'd ignore him. Or, like,
I've worn outfits just where I'm like, I might run into him. Possibly. If he does not see me in this outfit, I will lose my mind. Lose my absolute mind. No, I need all the mental health moments. Recently, I had an outfit, like, saved. And I was like, I know for a fact I'm going to see him tonight. And I know for a fact he's going to, like, freak out about this outfit. Nailed it. Crushed it. Felt bad the next morning.
I'm really happy for you for that. I'm really happy that you converted your plan. But mental health moment is, I realized I was dealing with a lot of anxiety with stuff. And I put it all into, like, this guy. Like, instead of, like, facing my actual problems, I'd be like, am I going to see this guy tonight? And let's stress all about it the whole time. And I literally was not that into him. Like, I literally wasn't into him. And But I was obsessed. I was obsessed.
Dude, when they start acting, when you... Oh my God, this is the other thing. When, like, you didn't really like someone and you're like, okay, whatever, like, I'll give you a shot. And then you're like, wait, I kind of like you. Like, you're funny. You're making me laugh. We have fun together. And then they start acting like they're on your level and you're like, whoa, 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 bro. I lowered my standards for you.
Nope.
And now you're going to end it with me?
The second you lower your standards, you trip. You trip on whatever is on the ground.
I'm like, why am I... like, freaking laying in bed at 11 p.m. freaking out.
That's what, like, y'all, situationships fuck your shit up. Situationships are confusing, complex, the games.
I've had a situationship that I've mourned more than any boyfriend I've ever dated. And this guy, like, doesn't even know, like, I exist.
Weeks. It was 3 weeks.
And I'm like, you don't understand. My heart is broken.
Because, you guys, when you date someone, you go through the phase of learning all about them, finding the things that annoy you about them. Mm-hmm. You go through the, like, stopping having sex as much. Like, it all plays itself out to the point that once it's done, you're like, well, at least I know all about why I don't like this person. Where a situationship is all fucking made up in your head. The fantasies are fucking all crazy. Made up.
The fantasies that I've made up about certain people, like, in our life together... is why people would check me into an insane asylum.
This mascot too, which I talk about him all the time, and he actually, we like jokingly talk sometimes because I always talk about him on podcasts, and he's like, he laughs about it. He's a good sense of humor. I talked about him on Call Your Daddy more in depth if you guys want to listen to that. But he messaged me like a year later and was like, you're the one that got away. And I remember just thinking, like, but it's like the only thing I wanted a year ago.
Have you heard the term great white buffalo?
That sounds like someone's calling me fat.
No. Okay. So there's a term. I don't know. Maybe it's like an upstate New York thing.
Definitely. Because I've never heard it.
I've heard multiple people say it, like, where I'm from. I've heard, like, a couple of people in the city say it. But your great white buffalo is that one person that mm-hmm. you're like, I fucked it up. And every time I see them, I am, like, I fall back in love with them.
Oh.
And so, like, if you ever see that person, you're like, that's my great white buffalo.
I don't have a great white buffalo.
It's the person that, like, you fucked it up, but now if you see them, you would drop everything to date them again.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. But also the funniest thing is he's like married now. I think he's like gonna have a kid. His like wife is beautiful, whatever. And he messaged Shane. He's like, hey, my wife loves you on Summer House. And then I did a TikTok like when the guy who like wouldn't text you back's wife is now like watches you on TV or something.
I love that.
It just, the world is so funny. And I also feel like, you know when you're really shy with the person you like sometimes? I feel like he didn't mm-hmm. know me at all. Like, I was just, like, the drunk girl who was, like, kind of funny but then insecure. Once I got in a fight with him about how tennis was harder than baseball, like, that was the extent of it. He really didn't know me. And now he's probably, like, I wonder if he's either, like, I dodged a bullet or he's, like, wow, she's so funny.
She's hilarious. No, you're his great white buffalo. Sorry, wife.
Do you feel like people watching you on the show, guys like you more or are turned off?
I'm the worst. I'm like, I get it.
When
one time a guy was like, you're a lot and I don't think I could ever date you, and I'm just like, I get it.
Okay. Actually, one of my exes who was super toxic, it was like a couple months in, and he's like in love with me, wants to marry me, whatever, and he goes, yeah, our first mm-hmm. date, I was like, she's a lot. And in that moment, yeah. I was like, oh, we're wrong for each other. Because the guy that I'm going to be with will never, ever think I'm a lot.
Yeah, I feel like...
He was more talking about my personality, though. Like, you is yeah. like a bigger...
Yes.
It's your Scorpio it's tendencies. Bigger,
it's a lot more girth. It's a lot more girth.
It's girthy.
You know, it comes... I come with a lot, and I... Yeah.
But also, whatever. You're not high maintenance. You just, like... You know, actually, I've never dated you, so I'm not going to try to mansplain what you're like.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Okay, this is fun. I want to date my best friend's brother. She's okay, but how do I do it?
I kind of love that. Here's the thing. I come from like a family of...
Incest?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
Like, I don't know why I started it out like that. Like, I come from a long line of, like, people that fuck their brothers. Like, what was I saying?
I have no idea.
No, I don't know where my brain was with that. I meant, like, I don't give a shit about a lot of things. So, like, I never would get mad if, like, my brother was, like, going to sleep with one of my friends. And my brother's 5 years older than me. So, like, when we were in college and, like, graduated college, like, my friends were hot. So, like, if my brother, like, liked one of them, I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, do whatever you want. So it depends on how the friend feels. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of girls out there that would be like, do not, like, date my – like, you can't date my brother. I'd be like, have at it. Let's all go out to dinner. You know, like, why would I care?
Oh, yeah. I literally pushed my brother when my brother was single because my brother's so hot. And people think it's weird that I think my brother's hot. I'm like, sorry, I'm proud of my – like, it's like me saying my best friend's hot. My brother's fucking hot. He has a six-pack.
Yeah, it's
he's
like,
super smart. He's like –
he's a catch.
He's like, my brother is such a catch. So whenever I'd meet a girl I like, I'd be like –
date my brother. Also, like, I want to hang out with my brother. So, like,
100%.
If the girl he's dating happens to be one of my friends, like, hello, the double dates, the couple of vacations, like, why not? My brother's, like, seeing this one girl, and I'm, like, I love her. And I'm, like, and I knew her in high school.
That's good.
And I was, like, date her. Let's all go out to dinner. Like, yeah, let's see where this goes for us, you know?
I miss when my brother's, like, engaged right now, and we love Jeannie, but I miss when he was single because I would fuck with him so much at the bars. I would tell you, but he's blonde hair, green eyes. We do not look alike at all. Now I kind of see it more, but it's like you kind of have to look three times to see it. So when we were at the bar and a girl would be flirting with him when he went to Wisconsin with me, I would always go up and like be like petting his hair while she's talking to him, or like give him a kiss.
Oh, he would like
cheek.
Come visit you in college? Or
no,
he went to
Wisconsin.
No way. And wait, I didn't know that.
No, he went to Wisconsin. I'm 2 years older, and he immediately, like, I was on tennis team, I was fucking like always training, and he joined a frat. Like, I'd be going to weights while he was, like, coming back from the bar.
Stop. That's so fun.
So he would be able to text me every now and then. And he also, I was like, what's it like dating frat boys? Like, Daniel, like, he had this one guy who was so mean to the freshmen, but he started, like, flirting with me. And I was trying to get in to be like, hey, can you stop hazing my brother? But then that guy threw up on my couch, so I stopped talking to him because I can't deal with throw up. But I would go to the bar and a girl would be like all over him, and I would just go over and like be playing with his hair. Well, and she'd be like, and like start having an attitude. My brother would laugh. He'd be like, that's my sister. And she'd be like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. Oh my God. And I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
But then when my brother met his future wife, he literally did not let me near her. He was like, no
way.
Because he thought I was going to fuck with it. And you know what? I probably would have, because I think it's funny when you're drunk at a bar. But he was like, you can't mess with this one. I have a lot of brother stories, but I was like fully in love with my friend's brother.
Your friend's brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and what happened? So you're in the same boat as this girl, which we never gave her advice on. We just were like, our brothers are amazing.
I'm just like, this one time, my brother did something really cute. So
we are really obsessed with our brothers, which I think is fucking endearing.
My best friend, like my ride or die in college, she is the funniest, most hilarious person ever. Find out she has a brother who's 6'4". So her brother is literally just like her. Hilarious, funny, charming, but hot and 6'4". And when he visited, we apparently like, she's a year younger than me. And apparently she's not used to him like talking to her friends or whatever. But we just like talked the whole time at the bar. And she was like, what the fuck? And then I would like visit where she lives, and he would like, she's his little sister. So he like, she would like knock on the door and be like, what are you guys up to today? And she'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And like, I think there was sometimes some tension because she'd be like, are you trying to hang out with me or my brother? Like, where is this?
And stop.
And we had like, and then she kind of got to the point where like, she didn't want to hear about it anymore. Cause I was like, we had a forbidden relationship. Like, he was living in the South.
We were Romeo and Juliet. I mean, tale as old as time.
We got drunk one night, and he kind of was like, if we're both single when we're 30, let's get married. And I was like, yeah. We don't have
how
to wait.
How many people do
30.
You think you have that packed with? I know. You know, like, there's at least 5 floating around. And now I'm almost 30,
yeah,
and I'm like
30 is so young.
No. Catch me when I'm 45, bro.
No, but we had, it's funny.
I have a lot of good years left in May.
I don't think I ever, well, we definitely never like hooked up, but one night he was like, Hannah could stay in my room. And then she was in another room. And I was like, he definitely wants to hook up. And yeah, she got really fucked up that night and like started knocking on her door and was like, crazy and like wouldn't get off the couch and like just like completely cockfucked.
Wow.
It's probably better off, but I just had to say that story. It's better off.
Yeah, because you know there's like those nights where you wake up the next morning and you're like, thank God I didn't do that. My drunken state was like, do it, and something happened and the universe didn't have me do it, and then you wake up in such a sense of relief.
There's something so hot about the like sexy older brother who like,
yeah,
is too kind of too cool to hang out with you guys, but then like occasionally is like, want to hang out.
I had crushes on literally every single one of my brother's friends. At any point one of them could have hit me up and I would have been like, but now I'm like, ew.
How did Gary feel?
He never knew. My brother had this one friend, and I'm not kidding you, had one friend that every single person knew that I loved him. Like, I loved this man since I was in, like, fifth grade.
Did he know?
1,000% he knew. Who knows where he is today? But... I have no idea.
They could literally be so ugly, though, but they're your brother's older friend.
I loved him.
See, it's funny because my brother was younger, so I didn't. All his friends were annoying. One of his friends had a crush on me and gave me a half-eaten bag of Doritos when we were like 12. And I was like, bro, tell your friends to step it up. Tiffany's.
Oh, so like to this girl, if like you're in love with him, just like tell your friend and like bang him and like whatever.
Oh, yeah. What should she do? This is the thing. It could be awkward with your friend. Like, I don't know how much you care about this friend, but I would just like start flirting him up, because it sounds like you're not even close to like getting there with him. Flirt him up and also decide, do you actually like him? Okay, let's decide.
Yeah,
if we like
if
him.
You actually like him, and like,
or
if
it's
your
just
friend
the
is
fantasy
cool.
of the older brother. Yeah. Let's do some front page news.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, Heather, what's her name?
Heather Rae Young, and she was a Playmate. Then she's on Selling Sunset. She doesn't do much on Selling Sunset, but she has like a ton of followers. Her only fight was Christine being like, you call the paparazzi 24/7 on you and your relationship.
Which is an interesting flex. So she's dating Tarek who used to have the reality show with his wife, and they like flip houses, whatever.
Christine,
so they're engaged.
Who looks just like Heather.
Who looks just like her, which is like kind of crazy. So she got a tattoo that says, yes, sir, Mr.
Tarek Musa.
It's like on her butt where like it's like you can see her butt crack. People, she posted it on Instagram. People started freaking out. Hold on.
What were they freaking out about? Because I missed it. It was already taken down.
It was because, oh, it says, yes, sir, Mr. El Musa.
Is that like an in bed thing? She makes him say like, yes, sir.
It was just like a very submissive, like, yes, sir. I don't know. People just like didn't like it. And she ended up deleting the picture.
So she took it down, which is wild.
Here's the thing.
Then people were saying that he wanted her to take it down, like it was a surprise.
I didn't see that, but that could totally be possible. But would it, like, would you ever get a tattoo? Here's the thing.
No, I'd never get a tattoo.
We would never get tattoos, so like we can't even, we just like don't fuck with tattoos. I don't know. There's nothing we like enough to see every single day. So we are taken
also,
out of
this. Also,
you
can't just get one to be cool. You have to get like multiple little like prickly whatever ones.
Would you ever get a tattoo of like a guy's name or something like that?
No, but it's also, I don't know. I'm not even going to change my name when I get married. I don't think. Like, I'm very just like, I'm me.
He says he loves the tattoo she has.
Okay, he loves it. Yeah, like, I mean, they have their own whatever connection. But it's just funny because it's like, it's kind of like a lower back tattoo.
No, it's 1,000% like... What is it called?
And then it's like, own it. My thing is like, if you're going to get that shit, own it. Keep the photo up. Like, if you're going to take, like, I don't know what they're trying to be.
I think people were just coming at her so hard.
Yeah. Also, people always joke in the meme accounts being like, I think it's Dumas that was like, there's a couple that no one really cares about who was in the news 24/7, like paparazzi and Us
Bro,
Weekly.
Bro, because they call paparazzi. I think that's so weird.
Well, as a relationship, it's weird to be like, we're going to go out and we're going to like do that shit on your own and like, oh, and don't tell anyone.
I mean, it's just like, here's the thing. We're not like celebrities. Like, no one really, in the grand scheme of things, like, gives a fuck what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was Angelina Jolie, I would be like, what is she doing? You know, where is she going?
Yeah.
So, like, as someone on TV who's like in a reality space, mm-hmm. I think calling the paparazzi is a little bit crazy. What are you gonna watch me eat a poppy seed bagel? The fuck are you gonna watch me do? Like, why would I want paparazzi anywhere around
me? It's also a little bit old school in that, like, people go to see celebrities on their own Instagram. Like, Us Weekly being like, oh, Heather and Tarek were spotted out in LA. You're like,
we're like, cool, they storied it. I know. Yes, no, I saw them at the beach. It's on their story. She tagged them. You know? I don't care that,
but
you
also
have like an
doesn't
exclusive
even go
pick of
on
it.
The show. It's like, go on the show then. Like show your fucking relationship.
Right.
If you're going to be like,
maybe they are this
it.
New year. But here's the thing. He probably can't because he has, he what does he have? Flip or flop?
HGTV. Yeah, there's contracts and shit. Oh, God.
Question. If there's another reality show that you could go on, what would it be?
Oh, my God. Amazing, amazing question. Back in the day, I would want to be the Bachelorette because I'd love to just make fun of every guy on the show and
yep.
see who can handle it the most. Wait, you go now. You go.
I don't know. I asked the question prematurely because I don't have an answer. I don't know. There's so many good reality. Like, imagine if you and I were just in like Bad Girls Club. We get the shit beat out of us.
People are loving Summer House right now, though. Like, people yeah. are starting to be like, it's the best show on TV. Like, they're getting like really fucking into it, which makes me very happy. I mean, it would be cool to be in a show where they're a little more vibey. Like, you know, I'm not gonna do Siesta Key, but you know Siesta Key, like when they walk in the restaurant, it gives that like,
dude, they're like, so vibey. They do so many like slow-mo shots that
they
I wish
try to make
did.
Them look like models so much. For us, it's like me tripping out of the van.
It's never once tripping. Have they been like slow-mo, oh my God, she is gorgeous. It's like us being actually dumb.
It's like me toilet paper like hanging out from under my dress and they're like, haha.
Do you want to just dive into Brittany and Justin?
Yeah, give me the update.
Okay, so we both watched the Brittany documentary, which let's just for a quick second, let me just side note this. Felicia, the unsung hero of Britney Spears' life. Her like assistant face.
And also she literally downgraded from being her like ride or die assistant to just being like a person who was working tickets at her tours and
no,
was like
me-
totally fine with it. She was like, I loved seeing people admire Britney and what she does. And I guess they didn't really understand why I did. But part of me is like, could Britney have been like, hey, that's my girl? But maybe
yeah.
that was the point, that they didn't want Britney.
They
have
didn't want her.
Around her who cared.
Here's the thing. Felicia is either a serial killer and the best serial killer of our time, or she's the nicest lady ever to be born. And it was like,
why? I think it's the latter.
Yeah. Let's go with the latter. Sorry. I've been like in a dark hole with like Armie Hammer and I'm like, everyone is a murderer. I'm jaded. Okay. So basically, everyone was watching this documentary. If you haven't watched it, it's on Hulu. It's the New York Times.
Framing
Britney Spears, whatever.
Framing Britney Spears.
So everyone
You're
just
like,
started.
You're like, that's not the title.
That's not the title. No, that's not it.
I said
it
really
it.
Confidently, though. Framed.
Wait, what did I say really confidently earlier in the podcast? My apartment's 800 square feet. You're like, no, it's not. It's like, cool. Cool, you're right.
You're like, what the fuck is a square foot? About 10 pounds.
You know when people are like selling homes and they say how much it is a square foot? I never know what the fuck they're talking about.
You're like, how much is this each square foot? And they're like, $2,000. And you're like, good deal. Good deal. Yeah.
They're like, that's a horrible deal. I'm like, cool. Okay, so the biggest takeaway from this documentary is everyone just started hating Justin Timberlake. Who would have thought in 2021, like, we're just going to cancel JT?
Well, it's funny because after watching it, I was more mad at like the media. And I feel like Justin is just like part of being swept up in the media. But then my friend, who's a comic, her name is Molly. Her name is Molly something. She's not my friend. I just
not a great
her.
Friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's an internet friend. No, she's an internet friend. I get it.
She posted a bit about Justin Timberlake. I'm going to find her right now. But she basically was like, I've always hated Justin Timberlake. Like, when he shows up at a party, Molly Austin, when he shows up at a party, like, I mean, when his music gets played at a party, she's like, I'll burn the place down. Like, I'll ruin the party. I fucking hate Justin Timberlake, and no one understood why. And she basically was like, he's been appropriating black culture his whole life. And then he, like, built his career off the backs of strong women such as Britney Spears and Janet Jackson.
I forgot all about the Janet Jackson thing. And it's so crazy because, you know, when things happen to celebrities and, like, it's usually when they die. But you, like, you remember where you were, what you were doing. Like, I remember that Super Bowl. And it, like, I was sitting on the couch with my parents. I think we were in, like, fifth grade or something. And I was, and my mom goes, did he just pull her top off? And, like, I'll never forget it. And that was the craziest thing to have happened
because
that year.
Dez is like lived in Ireland most of his life, so they're like European or whatever. And actually,
Irish.
I mean, he's Irish. It's the United Kingdom. You know what? Okay. Anyway,
we are changing the name of this podcast to Next Time on Things That Aren't True.
Someone wrote on the reviews like, Hannah and Paige have no idea what they're talking about, and we're like, valid.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we made a podcast. Absolutely. We're like, hey, do you want to talk shit?
But he basically said, like, in Europe, that would have been considered, like, not a big deal. Like, people wouldn't have freaked out that, like, a tiny nip. Also, like, no one saw it. Like, no one actually saw it.
Yeah. People freaked out.
People lost their damn mind. But then it's just like a male privilege of white male privilege of him being like, okay, I'm not getting in trouble, so I'm not gonna get myself in
Thinking
trouble.
Back on that, that's crazy. She got crucified because a guy pulled her top off and she, how dare she let her nipple come out when someone did it to her? And people were like, she agreed to let that happen. It's just like,
wait, so it was a planned thing and they're saying it was
pretty,
like,
sure that was a planned thing.
That's so fucked up that Justin didn't take any heat. So he put up an apology.
So anyway, so he wrote in his notes app this full apology. People were really pissed about
as
the notes
as one does.
App. Yeah, I was just like, if I hate someone and I go to the notes app, best believe shit is going down. When I send a long text and you have to click see more, you better strap in, buddy.
You know that shit was written in the notes app and there was editing. You had your friends look at it, write back notes. There was a Google Doc
punctuation.
At some point.
I might even share my screen. I don't know. So anyway, so he put up this like big apology and it was basically just like, you know, like, I'm sorry that this happened to Britney and I'm taking full responsibility and I've seen all your tags. And people are pretty much done with him. People are saying like the apology was not as good as it could have been. Like, yeah, none of that would fly now. But also he was super young too. Like, if you're so famous and you're 17 years old and you have a whole team being like, this is good for you, let's piggyback off of, like, she cheated on you. Let's get this, this, and this. Like, it's so hard for anyone.
Did he cheat on her too?
I mean, I'm sure. But, like, no, but it doesn't say that. Like,
yeah.
And I don't think anyone thought
watching
that.
Watching her get slut shamed and all that stuff. Like, also, for all we know, they were put together to have, like, a fucking fake relationship for the media.
Right.
And, like, he wasn't making her happy. Like, I really think it was, the whole thing was a PR stunt, possibly. Like, J-Lo and A-Rod. But anyway, so, it's business partnerships. So, I'm more upset at, like, Dumois blowing his shit up that he's just, like, not a nice person.
Yeah, that was crazy, too.
Like, that's what's upset. Like, the whole, like, the stuff with, like, him going to radio show saying he slept with Britney Spears, like, whatever. I'm upset that he's apparently a total dick to work with. And, like, there's multiple stories of him just being, like, mean and insanely diva. And it's upsetting.
Which I just don't ever understand.
It's just like there's certain kind of people when they get fame, they feel the power and then they just like love it.
Like if someone came up to me and like was like, hey, oh my God, I love you on whatever. If I was like cool and walked away, I would think about it. I was mean to someone a couple weekends ago. I was hammered And I just, like, I remember, like, I was just mean. Like, I was in a mood, and I was just like, okay. Not to, like, a fan. This is, like, a friend. Someone I know. It's my family. But, like, I was just mean that day. And I think about it. I've thought about it for 2 weeks.
These, like, powerful men consider themselves, like, they think they're larger than life fucking gods that can do anything to anyone. And they'll always be respected.
Speaking of, Scott Disick dyed his hair platinum blonde.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's, like, trying to look young with your younger girlfriend.
The memes with, like, him and Amelia.
He looks like a penis.
I think he has swag, and I love that he's, like, such a bad boy. I actually do think he's hot, and I think he's funny. I think his relationship with Amelia is, like, gross.
He's
and,
so
like,
not my type.
Child pornography, honestly.
He is so not my type.
So not your type. But he's like, hilarious. But, yeah.
Yeah, but aesthetically, but in a very, like... Like, I'd love joking with him, but I would never, like, want to have sex with him.
Sex with him. I get it. No, I totally get it. See, like, I love that he's such a fuck up that I'm like, oh, yeah. My mom says, if there's a barrel, I'll find the bottom of it and date it. And it's one of my favorite quotes.
Kim, that is one of your best.
We love
best
that
work.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/giggly squad and use code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What do we think of Courtney and Travis? Because Travis is so different than him.
No, I love it.
Because he goes for girls who look just like Courtney. And I love how she's like, and I don't like you.
I love having a, like an aesthetic change. Like I love a revamp, you know?
Yes.
I'd love to date someone who's like an athlete and I'm wearing yoga pants all the time and we're super cute. And then maybe I'd love to date a rock star where I'm like, check out this leather jacket. You know, like I'm thinking about the clothes aspect, but I love to switch it up.
Well, Megan Fox made like the skinny tatted boy. I mean, I guess people have always liked the skinny tatted boys, like Pete Davidson type look. I think if, you know, I've never done it.
Do you think Machine Gun Kelly is good looking? Like, would you have sex with him?
Fun fact, Machine Kelly is fucking tall. Like super really tall.
No, super really, tall. Really tall.
There's something about like slinky boys. I just like, I am a thick girl. I'm thick.
Yeah.
And I want to feel like a beautiful little dainty butterfly.
Yeah.
So like, I don't care how tall you are if you are like so skinny. It's like, it doesn't make me feel sexy.
I don't love it either. If I feel like I can break you in half, I don't love it. I don't want you to be skinnier than me. That's actually probably one of my worst nightmares.
I could see myself fucking, I take it back. I thought about it. Like, if he has enough swag and he's funny and he's cool and he's tall and he's like confident in his job and he thinks I'm funny. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I used to be real anti Machine Gun Kelly. I was like, ugh.
Did he rap who before? Could, was he a rapper?
Who could ever? I don't know. I love his music though. Like, my ex's best friend and like Bloody Valentine.
And the Valentine. So
like,
good.
Oh, I'm just like, let's like rock out. I've been listening to that a lot.
Part of the Bloody Valentine video where he just kind of like sticks his tongue out that I replayed a couple times because I thought it was hot.
Here's the thing. I don't love blondes. I don't like ever really go for blonde.
See, I
guys.
Love a blonde.
So like, I feel like that's partly like why I'm just like, eh.
What's so funny is like, we're both like, would we? I feel like if we were at a
if
bar,
he was watching single. This, he's like, he's like, fuck. He's like, I'm fucking
okay,
Megan
if
Fox.
You're at a bar
if you two
and some
trolls
dude was like, hey, Machine Gun, Mr. Gunn, thinks that you're really hot and pretty and perfect. Do you want to go sit at his table? What would you say?
Yes.
You'd be like, we're jogging.
I'm already there. You haven't even finished the sentence. One time I was at a club and I was standing next to G-Eazy and he leaned over and he goes, I just want to let you know you're the prettiest girl here. And I had a boyfriend at the time.
That's when you lose your boyfriend.
I had to leave.
That's the TikTok when it's like when someone hit, like G-Eazy tells you you're the prettiest girl in the bar. And your boyfriend looks at you and goes, I don't have a boyfriend.
No, here's the thing. My boyfriend wasn't there. I was having a fucking girls' night.
So what? Where did it go from there? You just froze. You froze.
Hannah, I froze and I removed myself from the club in 0.5 seconds because I knew if I didn't, I would have G-Eazy's baby. Like, there was nothing stopping me from going to, like, the after party with him.
I don't hate that, though.
I know. I look back on it now and I'm like, you idiot. But like, I couldn't do it. So because I'm
also,
a good
he
person.
He is one of those like he's skinny, but he's tall. I saw him. We saw him live at a concert. Or did you leave early? That like in Brooklyn. You remember that big concert we went to?
No. When was this?
You and Perry, like, it was really loud. I was with Luke. In Barclays Center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I don't.
You left.
Oh, my God.
He went. He was on. And he kind of just, like, jumps around stage. But, like, he's all about the swag.
Yeah, I left. I couldn't. I don't think I could see him. Because that, I think we had already had our encounter. I remember it was last year at this time. It was literally 1 year ago. It was February. And I was like, I got to go.
See, I'm such an opportunist. I'd be like. No, I'd probably say something stupid. Be like, you're the prettiest. Oh, God.
I think I froze. I was just like, when there's a guy I like, I become the dumbest person in the room. Like,
yeah.
If I wasn't already, I immediately become the dumbest person in the room. And I'm like, haha, what?
It's funny because in your mind, you're like, I'm that bad bitch. And then like a cute guy says something to you and you're like, I like cats.
If I like a guy and I think he's so cool, I become an actual idiot. But if there's a guy that I know that I'm cooler than, I'm like, What, like, excuse you, you know, like, it's such a better feeling to know cooler.
But the best feeling is when, like, a guy doesn't make you feel, like, nervous and stupid. Because a lot of the time, the ones that make you feel nervous and stupid are the ones who are, like, just hot and you actually have no chemistry. And then you're like, how come nothing I'm saying is working? And it's like, because it's forced. But it's when it's, like, the hot guy who actually is, like, laughing at your shit, understands you, listens to you. Like, there are some guys who I'm like, wait, they never listen to me.
You know when you meet a guy and, like, you joke about something and then a couple weeks later they, like, bring that joke back and you're like, you, like, remembered
that we, like, joked about that. Someone remember something I said. Literally, the only way for me to orgasm is if a guy remembers something I said or, like, brings up how funny my podcasts are.
Or you know what else turns me on? This one guy, like, one of his friends was, like, asking me something, like, asked me, like, how something went or whatever. And he, like, piped up and, like, hyped me up. Without me, like, answering before. And I just, like, looked at him and I was like, he was like, she's great, like, she's so funny and all that. And I just looked at him and I was like, I'll have your babies right now.
I just,
like, don't
say,
tempt me.
My second date with Dez, we went golfing because
because that's what you do.
I'm a retired old man.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so nervous, but I brought my A game. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna. And I eagled the, like, third hole or something, which is, like, insane to eagle a hole,
and which means you putted, like under par.
Yeah, so it's two under par.
Oh, two. Okay, so it's always two under par. That means eagle
is the eagle. Yeah, okay. So it was like a par five, and I shot a three. Like, I chipped it in. It was very lucky, but it was, like, impressive. And after we finished, Dez then went around the club and told everyone in the club that I eagled that hole.
Stop.
I was like, I don't need my dad anymore. You're my new daddy.
No.
Like, you know, your dad is so proud of you for anything.
Getting out of bed, waking up, breathing. I don't think guys understand that, like, if we like you and then you do something like that to, like, hype us up, I will get that same tattoo as Heather Rye. Like, yes, sir, daddy, like, anything. Yeah, like, if you're hyping me up. One time a guy was like, yeah, she's got the most swag of a girl I've ever seen. She dresses so good. I was like, I just came. Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm ready to get a tattoo right now. I'll keep you guys posted. I'll post it on my Insta story or my main. We'll see. Thank you for giggling with us today.
We really giggled today.
We fucking giggled.
We got into it.
No matter how much we try not to be sexual, we're always like, do I want to fuck everyone's brother?
So I have sex with everyone's brother, and, like, yes or no, you would have sex with Machine Gun Kelly. I need to know.
You're about to DM Jeezy right now. He's single.
I'm
now.
Like, remember that time? Oh my God, I know. I'm like, remember that time you told me I was pretty? So I'm like, I don't know who you are. I start calling paparazzi on me and Jeezy. I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm famous now.
Oh my God, I love this manifestation. Well, anyway, we're working on merch. We're waiting to get the samples because once we decide the designs, we have to make sure that we, like, love it on us and how it feels, because we want to give you guys the fucking best merch possible. Rate, subscribe, review, swipe up. Watch Summer House every Thursday at 9.
Thanks for giggling.
Bye.